Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This has great potential of being the final time we talk about the diary.
That's true.
Wow.
We finished the diary a couple weeks ago. We picked up Lynn's fan fiction, which ended yesterday. Her version one of fan fiction.
Right.
And that one ended with her, like, did Mike ask? I forget.
Yes, and she needed a minute and
ran
away.
And it's like, God, how many times are you going to do this to this man?
But then she jumped into his arms at the end, and it's like, happy Hallmark movie ending for that one.
Right.
But when she submitted this fan fiction, she submitted two different things, and Erica has been the only one who knows what the other one is.
Yeah, I've only read the first sentence of it.
Because
I was just curious how it was different.
So what is the other one? We've been waiting this whole time.
I'm curious too.
Yeah.
So the first version we read was as if writer got a new diary and said,
when she
my diary. Yes.
Yes. Mm.
I think I should just start reading the second one.
You're not going to tell us. It just happens right away.
I just want you to experience it.
Yeah. So we're back now at...
to when she lost the diary.
Right.
So
the end of the real diary.
Let's recap that real quick. She was out here on a vacation to reset from Jake and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
She was thinking about what she was going to do when she went home, and she had decided it was probably time to go home, right?
Yes. But she was going to take a quick nap. She was in Wash Park. Mm-hmm. I don't think she took a nap in Wash Park.
I do, and your dog stole the
diary. I don't think that's what happened.
Right off.
And if she did fall asleep, then she jumped up and the diary fell out. Like, she did not.
Maybe.
My dog, it was under a bush, you guys. I remember Mojo, like you know how a dog like starts to crawl under things? You're like, what's on? Oh my God.
They get
if
all
you bring
funny.
Out a cat or a snake or. Right. A squirrel. I'm like, what am I like? No. And it was like, it was the diary that has brought us all so much joy. So this version is she lost the diary and we don't know what happens from that moment.
Right.
Okay.
This is version number two.
Mm-hmm.
18 years later.
18 years later.
I don't know how this happened, but I find myself writing a letter to the Slacker Show. It's October 2025. And I feel like I'm watching a crazy movie about my life. Someone told a friend about listening to the diary on the radio, and then they told another friend or something like that. Finally, the person who knew Jenna and Thomas told them about the diary and said, that's weird. Do you think it might be you guys they're talking about? Because remember, Jenna and Thomas were the couple that live here in Denver or lived at the time.
Oh my God, I did not remember that. That's wild.
Yeah.
God, this girl!
Yeah.
Lynn, if you write a book, I'll buy it.
I know. They laughed, but started listening online and figured out it was me they were reading about. How crazy. I was embarrassed and didn't know if I should ask for my diary back. I decided to write a letter because I wasn't sure I could call in and have my name and voice out there for everyone to judge how crazy I was back then. I hope other people feel that way in their 20s and can understand why I was so confused. Maybe I'll have the guts to call in sometime in the future. Just a reminder, we have voice disguiser.
We do, for sure.
Here's what happened, though. After my trip to Denver, I knew I had to start making choices for myself and accept the consequences. I saw myself going down three different paths, and all of them were scary because I didn't know how each would turn out. Then I realized all those options could be okay, and I wasn't scared anymore. I knew it was important, or I knew it was more important to think about which one felt right for me. So I chose Mike. Not because it was easiest, but because he knew me and loved and accepted me anyway. I worried he would have trouble trusting me, but we talked so much about what we wanted in the future and it just felt right. We had our ups and downs, especially at first, and my therapist helped us a lot. Every year that goes by gets easier and we get closer. I feel so lucky, but know that once I chose that, I was helping create the future I wanted.
So she's still with Mike 18 years later?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I learned to have space in our house and that I could go to be alone, and Mike respected that. We're getting to the end here. I know it seems like a movie where they lived happily ever after, and in some ways it is. It's more than that, though. I began to understand why people always said that relationships are work. I didn't want to work that hard, especially when I didn't know what the work was supposed to look like. At first, I tried too hard to make it work because I didn't want to think that I couldn't do it or I made a bad decision. Then I began to realize that we are a team and could count on each other to do our part. For some reason, the last sentence is tiny font. After that, I began to relax more and not be so serious. I thought it's not a race and going slow. Getting better a little every day works just fine for me, for us.
Oh, I know.
Whoa.
She didn't say kids or anything. Did she say kids?
She didn't, but that doesn't mean they don't exist.
Which one do we like more? Do we like that one more?
I like that one more.
Yeah,
that's why I was so eager to get to it, because I was like, oh my gosh, it's like...
What if she heard about it? If the real diary writer, because it is, I am still fascinated. I know it was so long ago, and maybe Jenna and Thomas have since moved out of the market. And there's a possibility. People have texted in going, come on, guys, put this on TikTok and someone should be able to find it. I'm going to tell you right now, people have tried.
Yeah. Right.
You're gonna pretend right now that no weird little TikTok sleuthers or Reddit guys or anybody have, like,
we also don't have her name.
We just know a bunch of names around her.
Mm-hmm. And like, I too have a Mike, Jake, Jenna, Thomas. Like,
right. Katie.
Literally. My Katie lives in Longmont.
Right. Katie and Joe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kim.
Kim was there.
Kim.
Sally. Baby talker Sally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Alex, the brother. Like, those are like everyone from 15 years ago.
Yeah, but to have all of that together in one person, God, she. Do you think? Because we read it 20 years ago, we just read it again, and with all the technology, do you think there's a chance she knows?
And just doesn't want to come forward.
Mm. I'd like to believe yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I found out that you were reading things, I would be like, I don't want to. Associate myself with that. I'm a different person. That was so long ago.
If nobody's knocked on my door, I'm not going to take credit for
and
this.
And we've just been roasting her every time.
Yeah, we have not been all that kind this
whole time.
What
if it was Lynn?
I know. We've had some texts being like, what if it's Lynn? But I don't think it is. She seems so sincere in her email of like, I don't know. I just spent an hour writing this.
She spent an hour writing it because she is her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She just pulled these from her diary.
Right. She had it written.
Lynn, we're coming to your house.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.